Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Rolling on here, weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino this Thursday, December 11th, getting closer and closer to Christmas, folks. We got a big game Sunday in the Superdome, Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers, helping us break that down. Also talking Tulane in the playoffs. Playoffs? Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com here on WWL Now. Jeff, always a pleasure, man. How you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Jeff, kind of put into context, you've been here a while, to see what's happened at Tulane and to see this kind of resurgence of Tulane football, when you look at it, what Willie Fritz was able to build, and he did a great job there. And I think he's building again a Houston program, which, man, growing up, man, you didn't want to play them. Bill Yeoman's team, they were tough to play, and, man, they had a great offense. But what he's done at Tulane, and then to kind of follow that up with John Summerall, who I think he's a superstar coach. And he's going to – I've heard from a lot of people in Florida, oh, man, we don't want John. What? If y'all don't want him, he can stay here. That's all I know. John Summerall is a damn good coach. But to see that kind of how it's been done, man, it puts a lot of pressure on Will Hall. Man, it ain't just about winning 5 or 6 games anymore.
No, look, I don't think we can really put into context how difficult it is to win at the level Tulane has won at the last few years, considering, you know, the inherent challenges that those coaches face at that. It's a unique job, you know. I mean, this is not a traditional, American Conference school. They have a lot of disadvantages against the competition that they play because of the high entrance standards that Tulane has. They have to recruit nationally. They have to recruit a certain type of player. And then with the transfer portal, we saw last year, guys, how many players got poached away. Mekhi Hughes and Darian Mensah and Alex Bauman and Parker Peterson. I mean, they're all going playing at blue blood top Power Four programs, and then they had to rebuild the roster in one offseason. That's very difficult, and what John Summerall and Willie Fritz have done, I think, cannot be overstated. It's really difficult to do, and I think I have to give credit to the university. The leaders there, I think, have embraced athletics really strongly, probably more so than ever, and understand that a football program can be the front porch of a university, and I think we've seen the entire university rally behind the athletic program, especially the football program, the last few years, and we're seeing the benefits of that.
Jeff, it's a funny story. We had Coach Summerall on in March, and so we're doing a lot of draft coverage and everything else, and we got him on, and he was telling me he had so much change that he would buy these shirts and the names of the guys he got brought in were on the back of the shirt, so that way he wouldn't mess up the names. So he started getting familiarity with them, and he was telling me, man, all my secondary, Mike, they're all going to the NFL. You know, my quarterback, you know, he's off to Duke. Mekhi Hughes off to Oregon. We got to rebuild the tight end position. Most of his receivers left, you know, because they graduated. And I'm like, Coach, you lucky to win 8 games this year. And he just started to laugh. He said, well, you got no confidence in me? I said, I got confidence in you. I don't know about the guys you got, but, you know, you'd be lucky to win 8 games this year. To get to double digits this year, when you lose those key elements, almost the entire secondary, then you lose your star back, your star quarterback, virtually your entire receiving core, with the exception of one guy that had saw any kind of action last year, your starting tight end. Now, one thing he did have, he rotated 10 defensive linemen on a 3-man front, and he was able to get a couple guys in the portal. Man, that impressed me more than anything, to replace those guys, and it goes to show you that he embraced NIL transfer portal long before Brian Kelly did.
Yeah, and I tell you, he's got a really keen eye for talent, Mike. You know, personnel, not a lot of coaches have that, as you know. I mean, some coaches think they know personnel, but they don't. And like Sean Payton, when he was with the Saints, I thought he had a really good eye for personnel. John's got that. He's got the ability to find guys in the portal, plug them in, know they're going to fit the culture that they've built there. And look, I think the biggest key, obviously, was getting Jake Retzlaff in at quarterback. They were kind of scrambling after Darian Mensah left. And to find him, and not only that, you have to credit John Summerall, the relationship he built with Jake and his family paved the way for him to come here. And they're not in this game in 2 weeks without Jake Retzlaff being there. He's not the most prolific passer in the world. He's not going to break any records with his physical ability, but that guy is a stone cold leader. And I think once he got immersed into the offense and everyone kind of knew what they were doing offensively, we saw this team take off about midseason.
Jeff, they got a star at running back. I think a future one in Jamari McClure. And so Coach Summerall was telling me in the offseason about, man, you know, Mike, you should see him. He's a former track sprinter, and, you know, he's got really good vision, ability to put his foot in the ground and just take off. And we saw that at the end, the running game, and that's something John wants to hang his hat on, that Jamari McClure is a guy. Man, if I'm one of these teams trying to poach players, which I would be if I was in coaching, he would be one of them.
Yeah, and I think that's a big difference from when they played Ole Miss the first time. Jamari McClure was running about 14 back then, finding his way up the depth chart. They didn't have that running game like they have now. And you're right, McClure is he's a load. He's really a prototypical back, exactly what you want in a running back. And I think they're going to lean heavily, or try to, on that running game with him in this rematch. Take some of the pressure off the passing game and Jake Retzlaff. But this is a different team that Ole Miss is going to encounter in 2 weeks. I know a lot of the national media is pointing to that first game and looking at that lopsided score. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a much more competitive game in 2 weeks than people realize.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Leading into that, one of the big differences, no Lane Kiffin. Now he's at LSU. And, Jeff, you know, people tell me all kind of stuff. Oh, he's quirky. You know, you don't know how to take him, everything else. My thing is, he's Louisiana. Walk around and see if you don't see quirky people all over. And they kind of dance to the beat of their own drum. Now, he's got to win. He's got to win big. But he's also, I think, a coach with a keen eye for talent to develop. Come on. So Trinidad Chambliss from Ferris State. You look at Kawan Lacey, who was a good player in high school, goes to Missouri, and he brings him in. What he's done in the transfer portal, I think Lane Kiffin, and I don't care if it's 5 years, and he leaves to the NFL, so what? Does he leave your program better than when he took it? And I think he's the raw guy that can fix this offense and get them rolling. And I think in able to keep Blake Baker, you got a guy that you saw much more physical LSU team that really, and Spurts really played well last year. And they were really dominant from a secondary standpoint.
Yeah, look, the resources that he's going to have at his disposal at LSU, I mean, that's why he made the jump. He knows that LSU is a top three program probably in the country. He's going to have his pick of players from the state. And then you said it, Mike, he's one of the best, if not the best, in working the transfer portal at the highest level. And not just finding players from blue blood programs, he's finding talent from all over, as you said. I think it's a perfect marriage as far as what LSU is looking for right now in a head coach and what Lane Kiffin is looking for in a program. I'd warn one thing. It is going to be fun to follow. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be like a soap opera, and his offenses are dynamic. You talk to anybody that knows Lane Kiffin, he is an offensive genius, and they're going to be way more exciting on that side of the ball with him there than they've been the last few years.
I do think, well, everybody kind of was looking to wait to see what would happen with their, you know, high school recruiting class. Man, Jeff, I think that first week in January, that's when everybody's going to be watching, because I expect that's where Lane will make a big hit and try to hit that transfer portal, offensive line, bring in a quarterback, maybe some help along the defensive line. Because true freshman, man, if you can get three of those guys to play of the whole class, you lucky. Some people think, okay, they stars in high school, that'll translate quickly in college football. Man, it don't work that way. It's a totally different game. I think in early January, that transfer cycle, that's when all eyes of Louisiana will be on what's happening in Baton Rouge.
Of course, and look, players going to want to play. First of all, LSU is one of those programs that recruits itself. That environment, Tiger Stadium, night games, it reminds me a lot of when Bobby Bowden had it really rolling at Florida State, Mike. You remember that? And, you know, those cool uniforms and the pregame with the spear. And it just felt like a huge event. That's Tiger Stadium. That culture and that environment and atmosphere is second to none. And now you're going to have Lane Kiffin in there coaching that offense. Every player in the country is going to want to play for LSU. And he's not going to have any trouble getting players in there. I think the biggest key for him is just going to be the heightened expectations. We saw it was a struggle for Brian Kelly there. You have to win a national title. That's the bar that's set in Baton Rouge, and it was set by Nick Saban and then Ed Orgeron and Les Miles. He's going to have to try and live up to those, and it's not going to be a grace period. I mean, he's going to be expected to win immediately, and that's different than anywhere he's been probably except Southern Cal. And it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to that, because LSU is dying to win another title right now, and they expect that out of Lane Kiffin at some point.
Jeff, I talked about this a couple weeks back, that LSU is one of the few what I would call brands in college football. And for guys like you, your age, my age, Steve's age, you know, social media, we didn't grow up with that. But now today, all these young men and women, they grew up in this era of it, where it is a brand. And not only LSU's winning ways, and if it's baseball or women's gymnastics, what's happened in football, of what people have done away from the game. And you think about Shaq O'Neal, Livy Dunn in gymnastics, Paul Skeens, and now doing all these commercials, Armando Duplantis. Okay, not a lot in the States, but if you go to Europe, I think he's on five different commercials there that he's making this money. LSU pole vaulter, the greatest ever pole vaulter. And you think about Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, the Honey Badger, all these people that have brand
right
today that we look at it at one way, but if you 15, 16, 17 years old, you looking at it differently. And that's what LSU can sell today, brand of LSU.
I think it's easy to say right now that we've been in the golden age of LSU athletics. And it speaks to what you're speaking to, Mike. I mean, we watched the ESPY Awards a couple of years ago, and it was like a walking 1 hour promotion for LSU sports with all the college athletes on that stage. From LSU, the Met Gala in New York City, the biggest fashion show in the world. There's Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow and Flaje Johnson and Angel Reese. It's insane what LSU has done. And that's a credit to the leaders down there at the university. I think Scott Woodward, more so than anyone, who understood the power of marketing and branding and building that brand and investing in LSU's marketing department. It's the best in the country. And we're seeing the results of that investment over the years. And I don't think it's going away. I think it's only going to keep getting bigger and growing. And that's a credit to the vision of the leadership down there in Baton Rouge. Because, like, you're right, Mike, it wasn't like that 20 years ago. You know, it's been built in the last 5-10 years.
Jeff, we got a lot of action in the Superdome going on with prep football championships and rolling on into Sunday. Carolina Panthers coming to town. The Saints going for a sweep of the Carolina Kitty Cats. Obviously, I think everybody's excited right now around this team, seeing what Tyler Shuck's been able to do. What are you looking for in the rookie quarterback to continue evolving in this offense?
Yeah, I think he's the biggest story, obviously, going with the Saints. And I think just seeing the incremental improvement from him. And I think what we're seeing right now before our eyes is him growing into the leadership role at that quarterback position. If you've been around him, you know he's a very humble guy, and he understands his place as a rookie trying to find his way in that locker room with strong leaders like DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan already established. But that offense is missing some leadership. Alvin Kamara has been hurt. Eric McCoy's hurt. They've traded Rashid Shaheed, Brandon Cooks isn't around anymore. There's kind of a vacuum there, and he stepped right into that. And I think with what he did, winning on the road at Carolina, authoring that comeback in Tampa and that driving rainstorm, you saw when he scored that touchdown, guys, his teammates ran down the field, a bunch of offensive linemen embraced him, picked him up. That's a thing. That tells you they know he is the guy. And I think we're seeing him grow and blossom into this franchise quarterback that the team's been looking for since Drew Brees retired 5 years ago.
Jeff, it was we had Mark Schlereff on him. He's talked about this the last 3 weeks because he's done games with Shedeur Sanders, with Cam Ward, with Jackson Dart. He made the comment, Tyler Shuck is the best of the entire group. In his opinion, he's the best of the group of what he's seen this year. And so, man, that tells you a lot because it's such a small sample size of Tyler Shuck out on the field. But for Schlereff, he don't give a lot of quarterbacks credit. I mean, he's about line play. But, man, he was really, really high on what he has seen from Tyler Shuck and why he's been able to handle things as a young player in this league.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, guys. I reached out back before the draft, probably March, to Sean Payton because I knew he'd evaluated the quarterback prospects leading up to the draft. And I knew he would be willing to talk about it because he had his guy. He had Bo Nix in the building. So he was going to be free to speak how he felt about these quarterbacks. And he told me he thought Tyler Shuck was the best quarterback in the entire draft. And this is back in March. Before the draft, no one was saying that. He thought he was a better prospect overall than Cam Ward. He really liked Cam Ward. He liked Jackson Dart. He liked Tyler Shuck best. And I can't think of a better endorsement than Sean Payton.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be definitely talking soon. And looking forward to this matchup on Sunday, hoping the black and gold can get into the win column again and at least, sweep the Panthers this season, a little bit of positive.
Man, the Panthers are so schizophrenic, you don't know which one you're going to catch.
For sure.
That's why save your money. Don't gamble on this game, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Columnists for the Times, Picayune and NOLA.com. Jeff Duncan joining us there.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.